email the Joan Alex Show. It's joanalexshow@gmail.com. Her name, and I messed it up, I think. Her name is Maya. Is that who messaged us, Alex?
Yes.
All right, sorry about that. Maya emailed us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. And what exactly is going on with her?
She says that she has been seeing somebody, and it's been long enough to the point where they've kind of detailed how much money they make, I guess. And now that she has found out how much money this guy makes, he makes a lot less than her. And now she's like, I just feel like I am now no longer interested. I do not want to date a guy that makes a significantly, less amount of money than me. And so when she told her girlfriends this, they all freaked out.
I would too, as a guy friend. It's like, that's the only thing that disqualifies this guy from you liking him, is that he makes way less than you.
But I actually have a friend, and she went out with somebody recently, and she figured out that he made also a lot less than her. And so she said she wasn't going out with him anymore. But here's why.
You shallow bees.
It's not about, and so I did this when we talked about how a few months ago I went out with a guy that we nicknamed Hot Baby, and I found out that he was like, I think a good steak is at Outback and Longhorn or something.
Which
like
it
that.
Is,
or Texas
Onion?
Roadhouse is what it was.
That's a night out in the town.
He said, like, I think at Outback and Texas Roadhouse, that's a really good steak. And I was just like, okay, there are certain things I think when dating you can figure out about a person that will tell you that you don't have the same type of lifestyle you want to live. I have no problem with a guy who makes less than me. In fact, almost every single guy I've ever dated except one has made a lot less than me.
Now, what exactly do you make?
But it doesn't bother me, one, when they're driven and they're super passionate about what they do, and they're doing whatever their full potential is. If your full potential is bagging groceries, then great, bag groceries. But if you're bagging groceries and your full potential is to be a doctor, a nurse, or something like that, then like, why not do that? Like, I don't like it when guys sell themselves short, for one.
But what if it makes them happy, Alex? Like, what if it's like, man,
that's
you know,
what
like
I'm saying.
This, yeah, like, well,
so if they're passionate,
there's a difference between your full potential and what makes you happy.
If it is something that is their full potential and that they're happy, but they end up making less, like a teacher, for example, does not make a lot of money, or a pastor or something like that. Like, those jobs or those careers do not make you a lot of money, but you're doing something that
it's
you really, really love. I'm okay with that. But the problem, I don't think, necessarily comes into salary. It's the lifestyle. So, like, that guy telling me, like, well, I, you know, am fine with going to Outback for a good steak. Like, I'm not. Like, I'm going to want to go to, like, Ruth Chris or something like that. Or talking about, like, well, I really like to go out for drinks every weekend with my friends. Oh, well, I really like to stay home. I don't like to spend money. You know, I really like, do you like going shopping? Oh, no, I go shopping once a year. I buy one thing, if that. It's like, these are the types of things when you're thinking about having a serious life with someone. If you do not see eye to eye financially on how you want to live your life, you know, spending money on vacations, experiences,
but isn't
new
life
restaurants,
about
like
compromises, though?
Yes, there is. But also financial issues and not seeing eye to eye on that is the biggest cause of divorce. If you're dating, okay, if you're dating to date, none of this matters. If you're dating to hook up, you're right, this shouldn't matter. But if you're dating to totally find someone that you could spend the rest of your life with, then it does kind of matter.
I agree, but I disagree. Now, if the person is like really bad with their finances and they just rack up credit card debt, they don't care, they're like live and let live. No. But if you don't make a lot of money, you know, you do the best you can with what you have. I could see myself dating someone like that. But if you're just like, oh, it's okay, I'll put it on my card, I'll worry about it later, and I'll have like $30,000 in debt.
Well, of course, that's not right. So when my friend found out that this guy made a lot less than her, it was that with a combination of just hearing what he had to say about like what he enjoys doing and how he enjoys spending his money. She knew that he was comfortable making not very much money forever and never wanting to spend money forever. And my friend is like, she really wants to travel. She wants, you know, all these different things. She's like, we would never see eye to eye. So she was like, yeah, I found out he kind of makes less money than me, but you got to look at it deeper than just that. So that's why she's no longer interested. And I feel like this girl that emailed us is probably kind of the same type of thing, but her friends are not understanding that and they're just judging it.
What do you think about Maya? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let's talk to Brittany. Hey, Brittany, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Have you ever been in a situation like this?
I am actually in a situation like this now, but Ooh. It's a little bit different from the girls. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 4 years, and I have recently gotten promoted and am making a significant amount more than he is. And it has caused a lot of issues. It's taken a real hit on the pride, and it's caused a lot of arguments. So I don't think that it's completely unfair to not want to be with someone in the beginning, just to avoid all the drama and the unneeded, you know, when you're in it.
Who's feeling insecure about it? Is it him with you making more money or you with him making less money?
It's him with me making more money. He, as a man, feels like he should be able to provide and take care of the family. And for me to be the one, you know, to be bringing in the money, he's just not okay with it.
He's happy about it,
but he's very jealous and envious. And it's weird, you know, because you're as a team and you should be doing it together. But he feels like because he is a man, he should be pulling most of the weight.
Brittany, hey, thank you for your call. And I could see where he's coming from, like the initial guy thing. Let me tell you right now, shameless plug. Hey, my wife, Lindsay, works at Finish Line. And I think she's a good employee. If anybody's listening and right now I make more money than her, if you want to bump her up and have her make more than me, I can man up and let that happen. Okay. I am perfectly fine with my wife making more money than me today. At the end, she brought up a great point. Your teammates, you're a joint account. Who cares? More money for everybody. Bring it on.
So the one guy that I did date that made more than I did, he made a lot more than I did. He wasn't a physician, but he made like that type of money doing what he was doing. And so we would have arguments because even though he made that much money, he didn't want to spend his money like that. So he wanted to live. He had like four roommates.
Very frugal.
Yes, extremely frugal. And so to him, I was like so materialistic because I was like, I didn't want to live this life like trapped like this where, you know, every single meal we had to like, you know, only go to fast food. He didn't never want to spend money. He never wanted to go out to spend money on drinks. He never wanted to go on vacations anywhere. He wanted to stay here living with his roommates, barely spending a dime and just saving all the money he made. I want to make money and then I want to spend it on life experiences and do things like that and have nice things if I can afford it.
Is he single?
Yeah.
All right. And well, give me his number because I'd like to date him.
Well, so what I'm saying is I told him you're never going to find a girl that's going to marry you living like this. It's just insane. And so to him, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, you're so materialistic. I'm like, no, I just want to live a normal life and spend money on things. And because we didn't agree on that, we broke up.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. We'll get more of your calls at 833-JOE-ALEX and see what you think next. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And we got an email. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. For Maya and Alex, if you basically kind of summarize what she's saying, she had a guy that she's, I don't think dating that long, but found out that they've been long enough dating that she makes significantly more than him. And is that kind of the main reason she's like, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. I think we're no longer going to date.
Yeah, she's just like, he makes less than me. He's fine with the amount he makes. He doesn't have any desire to make more than that. He's not like really a spender. He doesn't like to go out. Like, she just feels like because of all of this, we're probably not compatible. And I agree with her. I get where she's coming from.
Let's go to Ollie in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Does your wife make more than you?
Yes, my wife does make more money than me. And she's actually also putting me through law school, too. And I'm totally fine with that. But I'm inclined to agree with Alex that you have to have the desire, you have to have the drive to make more money. Because I want to live a good lifestyle too. I want to me and her see the same status as the lifestyle that we want to live in.
Right. That's what I think too. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, but that's what I bring up though. Like,
so she's not wrong. So
but
her friends are wrong telling her that, like, oh my gosh, you're a terrible person for that. Like, no, she's not. She knows the type of life she wants to live.
But what if he's a teacher, as you brought up earlier as an example of people that are their full potential, that make 30 to 50 if they're lucky?
I think that's what she's saying he doesn't do. Like, whatever he does, he makes a small amount of money, but he has no desire to make more than that. And, like, it's not like whatever he's doing is at his full potential or that he's super passionate. He just wants to live kind of a low-key life. He doesn't have a passionate career or anything.
All right, Tiffany's on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Tiffany?
So I was just calling. I 100% agree with Alex. Me and my husband have been married for 7 years, and we both make pretty decent money, but I'm like Alex, so I would rather, you know, do things, have those life experiences, where he would rather stay home and, you know, just be low-key. So that's one of our biggest argument sometimes is just a difference of opinion on how we should, you know, go out and do things.
How do you compromise on that with you guys both feeling completely differently? Like, how do you decide when to go out or when to spend money and when to not?
Well, usually after like a couple weekends of going out and doing things, we'll kind of hang out and be low key for a little while. So, and it's always me making the plans. So if we're doing something, it's me making the plans. Like, that's the agreement.
And
like,
then you got to have some Netflix nights.
I feel like I need to date some of these guys that we're all talking about. I mean, I don't know if I'm into dudes, but they sound amazing.
Well, like, okay, Joe, so it's not necessarily money, but it's just like desire in general. Lindsay likes to go out constantly and do new things and try new things and go to new restaurants, whatever, and you do not. You prefer to stay home, right?
I just like to relax. I mean, like for me, my dream world, Alex, I'd have a pond in my backyard. I'd fish every day. I'd sip on some gin and tonic, and I just would relax. I'd sleep a lot like a bear.
And so how do you feel like you guys deal with that, with you guys wanting to
I've got
to
step out of my comfort zone and do things that she wants to do to try to be a decent husband. I don't always do that. That's one thing I'm working on through therapy, of trying to be more understanding of her needs and desires and wants. But it's hard. I'll be honest. I don't know if that makes me selfish, but I don't like doing those things. I'd rather sit on my butt. Let's go to Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this?
Hi, Joe. First, I want to say that good for you that you're trying to change things about yourself or at least compromise for your wife. I think that's really important.
Thank you.
But I wanted to say that I think the biggest thing, and some people have brought it up, but the biggest thing I think with my situation is he driven to make more?
Mm-hmm.
Because when I met my husband, he was an intern making like $12 an hour, next to nothing, and his goal, he told me, was that his goal was to make six figures by the time he was 30.
Yeah.
And that, to me, shows that he had the ambition and the drive that he wanted to do more than he currently was.
100%.
And I think that's the most important thing, that if you guys can grow together, because even when we met, I wasn't making a lot of money, but I had high aspirations and high goals. And if you guys can grow together as a couple, that's the most important thing.
Yes.
But the drive has to be there for that to happen.
Hey, absolutely.
Anonymous, thank you for calling in.
I knew that I wanted to pursue a career in radio, but when I first started out, I could barely afford to live. I was like negative every paycheck, having to ask my parents for money for like the first couple years of my career. And so, you know, but I would tell boyfriends, like, well, this isn't my goal. Like, my goal is to do this and make this much and get to this, you know, position in radio and all these different things. And I did it. Like, I had other goals, even though currently I was making no money at the time.
Let's wrap things up with Christina. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Hi, Christina. What did you want to say about Maya's situation? She is dating a guy. I'm sorry, was dating a guy until she found out he makes significantly less than she does.
Good morning. I guess women are naturally more expensive, and with that said, this kind of goes both ways. I really don't like the term gold digger, because I feel like both men and women need to learn to date within their budget. That means dating a significant other that is able to afford them. I know it sounds weird, but I totally agree. To date somebody that, you know, is not used to your lifestyle or the things that you like, it's just not going to work.
Christina, we're not gold diggers. We're gold diggers. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, we're just naturally, as women, more expensive.
Yeah, we are. Good
wow.
grief. Just my hair and everything alone every month.
You are all brainwashed individuals, aren't you? I'm very proud of you. Hey, thank you for the call, Christina. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.